Awareness of just being. So as before, with the other meditations in this series, hopefully you've begun with the awareness of body exercise. But at the very least, we need to start by checking our posture. As much of the lower body in contact with the floor, cushion or chair. Looking for a quality of stability. Sense of being grounded and rooted in this place. Ideally, the hips are tilted slightly forwards. This allows the spine to follow its natural curve up towards the sky. Hands fully supported, so there's no weight in the arms, so the shoulders can relax and open, allowing the upper chest to be free, the upper back to be soft. Ears parallel to our shoulders, nose in line with our navel, so we're not looking off in any particular direction. And then just having a sense of the nape of the neck softening and lengthening. This will have the effect of drawing the chin in slightly towards the body and ensuring that the crown of the head is the uppermost part of the body. This is the optimum position. Recognized posture that allows the energy to flow freely around the body without obstruction. And having established good posture, we can take two or three deep cleansing breaths, exhaling fully, ridding the body any stale air or toxins from the day. Breathing in, bright, clean, vital energy. So sitting upright, alert and attentive. And if the body is upright, the body is alert, the body is attentive, it'll have a corresponding effect on the mind. So the mind will be upright. The mind will be alert. Be attentive. So in the practice of awareness of just being, the instructions are very simple. We are simply aware of just being. But although these instructions are so simple, It's a very, very subtle practice. So a few analogies, a few metaphors might help. So if one was to imagine oneself sitting on the side of a great river, just watching the river run past with all the flotsam and jetsam of life, so the everyday mind would be hopping from one piece of detritus to another. So first on a coke can maybe, the next on a twig, another a leaf. So the mind just hopping all over the place, sometimes going down river, sometimes hopping back up river. So a mind just completely scattered and unaware. This is our everyday mind. And in practices like awareness of our emotional state, or awareness of the experience of breathing, we learn to train our mind to stay with one aspect of experience. So this would be like watching the coke can flowing down the river, but staying with the coke can. So regardless what else arose around us, twigs or plastic bags, boats, people, whatever, we would just stay with that singular aspect of experience. But experience of just being is like sitting on the bank of the river and just allowing everything to just flow past. So you're not getting caught up or hooked into anything. You're not being pulled down river. You're not trying to hop back up river. You're just watching the river in its totality just flow past. So this endless stream of phenomena just constantly rolling past your bright, attentive awareness. Another metaphor might be listening to an orchestra. So orchestras have multiple instruments. Most of the time when we're listening to music, we hop from one aspect of the experience to another. So maybe the drums, to the cymbals, to the piano, maybe to the vocals. In the mindfulness exercises, in the emotional positivity exercises, we train ourselves to rest our awareness on just one instrument. But again, with the experience of just being, we just allow ourselves to sit with the totality of our experience. Just being with the total experience of listening to the orchestra without trying to deconstruct it and without judging or labelling it in any way. So sometimes called formless meditation, pure awareness meditation, and sometimes even the method of no method. But even with the method of no method, it helps to begin by using a little directed thought, a little willful energy. So we begin by being aware of the body-mind experience as it is in the here, in the now, in this moment. So simply being aware. Of being here, being in this moment, seated on your cushion. So all the usual manner of distractions will arise. Thoughts, feelings, emotions, sensations, qualities of temperature, sounds and smells and so on. But whereas in the other meditations we bring ourselves back to a particular aspect of experience like the breath or our emotions, we just let everything be. We're not trying to push anything away. We're not trying to hold anything to us. We're not trying to control our experience in any way. We're just simply sitting with awareness of bare experience. Infinite phenomena rolling on and on and on. So at some point, quite naturally and quite organically, you will find that you're at complete peace with the body-mind experience, sitting on the cushion. That the body-mind experience no longer troubles you in any way. And quite naturally, organically, you become more aware of the environment around yourself. So for the purposes of this exercise, we can take this wider experience, this broader experience, that includes awareness of the environment. We take that as being our body-mind experience. And as before, we just simply sit with that. It doesn't matter what sounds arise, or what visions pass before the eyes, or what smells are brought along by the breeze. It is what it is. Our job is just to simply be, and be aware. begin at some point, quite naturally, will arrive at a point where this larger experience, this experience that includes body, mind and environment, no longer troubles us in any way. And we'd be forgiven for thinking that we're just being, but we still haven't quite reached that level. There is still some degree, some subtle reminder that says that there is somebody practicing, that there is somebody doing something here. It's not just a spontaneous arising of the awareness of just being. So we're just being aware as this phenomena rolls past. We're just trying to become aware of anything that's fixed and unchanging. Anything that might constitute the self. Something that might constitute me, mine, or an I. So we just investigate this endless flow of phenomena without any judging or labelling. Just watch it flow past, but with a sense of inquiry, sense of mystery as to whether there's anything fixed. Anything that would constitute a self. Or is there just a constant rise of phenomena born upon different conditions? As we reflect in this way, maybe quite rapidly, more likely over time, begin to see that there isn't anything that is fixed unchanging about experience, that everything arises in dependence upon conditions, and that those conditions themselves arise upon dependence upon other conditions. And in turn, those conditions themselves arise in dependence upon other conditions. It's just this great causal link that appears to be substantive, but actually, when you look, you see there is nothing there. Nothing, and at the same time, everything. We begin to see that all forms are by nature empty. But we also see that we don't cease to exist. that that very emptiness itself gives rise to form. There is just this constant flow, constant outpouring, the phenomena rolling on, impersonal and infinite. So if and when we arrive at this subtlest of states, when there's no sense of self, no sense of other, that you're spontaneously, moment by moment, without any willful direction, aware of phenomena rising and falling, only then can we be said to just be simply experiencing being. And we're told this would be the awareness of a Buddha, the awareness of an awakened one. And from this, all manner of skillful action will arise spontaneously, without recourse to conceptual thought, empirical thought. Spontaneous, appropriate, ethical responses to whatever arises. And it's only when we arrive at this state that we're really practicing just being. There's no method. There's no willed intent. We're just completely open and receptive to experience, but not being pulled around by it.